is here.
Case 10, 23-184. Oh, that's a good table there for it, but I do need to administer the oath, ma'am, if you could stand and raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm as the case may be that the evidence you shall give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God or on penalties of perjury? Okay, you may be seated. Sir, I take it you're not from Derby?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Just an observer.
Okay.
Derby did not come.
Did Derby comment? Does Derby often not come?
Bethel.
Bethel is
usually when that doesn't come. Derby, no. I did hear from them with the change of date from, I believe, the secretary. But I think it's Matthews, Ryan Matthews from Derby. I don't know, but yeah, no. I mean, they were aware of the change, and so
okay.
No.
Ma'am, there's some indication in the file of suicidal thoughts and self-reported suicide attempts. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I was just younger, and there was a lot going on in my life, and like, you know, just growing up, changing, being responsible for your own, like, things, taking accountability for things, and I feel like a lot was just on my plate, and I wasn't really getting the attention that I needed from my family and friends. So I basically posted. I was really tired of everything, but I was just overwhelmed, and it was just something more so for attention. I didn't think it would escalate to this today. And they, I got admitted into the hospital, and the next morning they just let me go, and that was it.
When was that?
Mm-hmm.
When was that?
You said when was it?
Yeah.
When was it?
When?
Oh, this had to be like 2000, it had to be 2020.
Okay.
I think. I should say, I prayed out something. I think it was a hospital layout of whatever they said. They should have the date on it.
Is it November 29th, 2021? Yeah. Sound familiar?
Well, I have in my notes that the Instagram issue was on February 17,
2019. That probably sounds more like it. Because I think my lease was ending. Yeah, that date sounds more like it, February.
The 11/29/2021 date, I have in my notes, there was a domestic altercation with a assault in the third degree and breach of the peace of the second degree.
You said for what date?
That's November 29th, 2021.
Does it say where the location was?
I don't have that in my notes. Oh.
I think it was New Haven. It says New Haven Police Department.
Well, it was just something with me and my child's father both being overwhelmed and not knowing how to deal with life and just, like, you know, arguing and fighting with each other. And, yeah, it was basically that. It was something like, oh, I'm going to, you know, do whatever. It was just, we just had, like, this. Okay, so basically we had, at the last place when we were together, we had, like, a little studio that we were staying at, and we were, like, making music and stuff. So, sorry.
Can you, what's your what's the situation currently now with reference to your son's father, yourself, and your son?
We're fine. We're actually working things out as far as like co-parenting. I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm like...
That's okay.
That's okay. And I, did I understand correctly that you had submitted some sort of hospital form to us?
The Griffith Hospital.
Yeah, that was the suicide bus, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't, I must have missed that when I was reviewing your packet.
Wait, 20.
Thank you.
Because I'm only emotional because I thought that was a hard time. And like, you know, she brought me life and then she just like passed by. And it's just like, okay, life is going to get harder and she just has to find a solution and like figure things out. And then, you know, just take it one day at a time. But as far as our relationship, we're fine. We've been co-parenting, learning how to, like, you know, talk to each other and not talk to each other so much. And yeah, but he's on his whatever he's doing, and I'm in my things now. Oh my God, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I just wanted to review that record. So it was an emergency room evaluation with an overnight stay and then reevaluation by psychiatry in the morning with an indication that there was no, that the appellant was not suicidal or homicidal, wanted to go home. She was cleared by the crisis service. Did you actually ever follow up with any kind of counseling or therapy for yourself?
There was like this hotline or something that they gave me just to talk. It wasn't like exact therapy, but I realized that I just have to learn more about life and not being like, you know, just handle my emotions, like, you know, have some type of emotional intelligence. So I kind of just started working on myself. I didn't really seek therapy because it wasn't really something I felt like, you know, I couldn't just adjust to.
Okay. Other questions by the board? Okay, well, this is kind of, I didn't run this in any normal order. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us?
If I can stop being so emotional, you just, when you move forward in life and then you're like thinking back at other things, it's just like, wow, time has like flipped. But yes, part of me really wanting to, you know, get my pistol permit is, one, I'm the oldest. I've always been like the leader. I teach my little sister's entrepreneurship. And I do run like a model training camp. And I also plan on running or opening a business with like cosmetology and stuff. I'm currently in cosmetology school. So sometimes when I do have clients or if I have like a fashion show, I am traveling at night and by myself. And sometimes it does feel really uncomfortable, you know, because if I have my two kids with me after doing a fashion show or something like that, it's like, you know, it's just uncomfortable for a woman to be out going to my car or whatever. I don't know. It's just crazy out here, so I just feel like it would keep me safe and just wanting to protect myself. I feel like I've definitely gained the emotional intelligence to, like, you know, control myself and not learn how to react. So that's why I never really was like too hard on this, because I know that, like, you know, through time I had to learn things anyway. So I feel like this is the perfect time for me to going to this next journey.
You still live in Derby?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just moved back. I was in New Haven, and then I moved back to Derby.
What do you do for work?
I'm currently in cosmetology school, and I do makeup on the side, but not so much right now because I'm focused on completing school. But yeah, and sometimes I'll get, like I said, I'll get gigs where someone's having me there, and I can do the makeup. I'll charge them walking, so that's kind of been my thing right now. You guys are all professional, and I'm just like living life in design.
How old are the kids?
My daughter just turned 3, and my son is 5.
Other questions?
I was just going to make a motion to find for the appellant based on the fact that the issuing authority has failed to appear for this hearing.
Motion, cutting to the chase. Motion made by Colonel Overturf to find for the appellant.
Second.
Second by Mr. Gray. Is there any discussion on the motion?
I appreciate hearing from the appellant, but we're going to do a vote because the issuing authority that denied your permit did not show up to present their case. That's going to influence my vote in addition to chatting with you briefly.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he knows that I'm a pretty cool person. But sorry, I should be more professional. I'm just like...
Hey, you don't do this every day, right? All right, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Motion passes unanimously at 11:42. Ma'am, you will get a notice of our decision in the mail. Mm-hmm. You can take that down to the
Derby
Police Department to be issued your temporary permit. And of course, you have to get the permanent one from
State Police.
So that will come very shortly in the mail next week, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your time.
No problem.